Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Brady Carlson in for Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, the drone war meets Jersey Shore. What the military can learn from reality TV beyond the recipe for Ron Ron juice. Plus, a Portsmouth production of Mike Daisy's The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs divides truth from fiction in the controversial one-man show about China's Apple factories. But first, monitoring police stops by smartphone. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has defended the city's use of so-called stop-and-frisk searches by police, saying the program prevents crime and saves lives. Critics say the subjects of stop-and-frisks are disproportionately African-American and Latino men, which they point to as evidence of racial profiling. Today, two New York City Council members said they're introducing a measure to create an independent inspector general to oversee the NYPD to review its policies and its conduct. Mayor Bloomberg has said the police department can make any adjustments needed to its own procedures and that it doesn't need additional oversight. Meanwhile, the New York Civil Liberties Union is launching an effort they say would hold the NYPD accountable for any misconduct, the Stop and Frisk Watch app, which lets citizens monitor police stops with their smartphones. Neil Ungerleiter recently wrote about the app for Fast Company, and he joins us now with more. Neil, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Brady. Always happy to be here.
Say a person with this app on her or his smartphone sees a stop and frisk going on a street in New York. What happens then with the app?
Well, they turn the app on, and the app instantly goes to camera. It takes a picture of the encounter. It takes a video, actually. Then to stop the video, you simply shake your phone so the police officer would not even notice. Then you can enter information about the search, the badge numbers of the cops, for instance, whether they used abusive language, whether they drew weapons, or anything of the sort. You enter an address, and you send it to the NYCLU. And here's the interesting thing, Brady. If anyone else is using their app in the area, they'll receive a message on their cell phone that a stop and frisk watch is taking place maybe four blocks away, five blocks away, so they can drive by and check it out.
I was interested to see that the designer of this app was Jason Van Anden. He also designed the I'm Getting Arrested app during the Occupy movement.
Absolutely. Van Anden's very interested in, I guess, smartphone applications that antagonize the police and help citizens. His I'm Getting Arrested app allowed Occupy Wall Street protesters who were being arrested or detained by the police to send a mass text message to their friends, to their family, and to their attorneys that they were in police custody.
Now, I noticed that when you were describing the Stop and Frisk Watch app, that you said you have to enter the location of the search that's going on. It doesn't automatically pick up GPS, I guess.
That's correct. It's not the easiest application to use. When someone's watching a stop and frisk encounter take place, they actually have to enter the address or enter the intersection where it's taking place, which does delay the process somewhat.
Now, you could see why they would want to develop an app for this purpose. I mean, the portability is obvious, video capability, and the use of location, even if it's a little complicated. But another reason that might surprise some of us is that the people critics say are being targeted by stop and frisk searches are actually more likely to use mobile devices.
Absolutely. One of the interesting things I've learned over the past year is that African Americans and Hispanic Americans are much more likely to use the internet on their cell phones versus white Americans. 52.9% of Hispanics and 48.9% of blacks use the mobile internet every day. That means accessing Facebook or email by their phone versus only 36% of whites. That's a huge difference, and it's caused mostly by the fact that the black and Hispanic populations are the whole younger, and by the fact that mobile internet, whether on a 3G or 4G plan or on a pay-as-you-go plan, is much, much cheaper than cable or other broadband.
Now, as we said, the New York Civil Liberties Union says the Stop and Frisk Watch app is going to be useful in monitoring police and hopefully preventing misconduct. Now, how has the New York Police Department responded to this app?
They've been, as you might guess, critical. Fast Company magazine is based here in New York City. And the day of the release, a New York Police Department spokesperson told the New York Post that the NYCLU, the organization which made the app, was simply using it to collect unfounded reports of police brutality.
And I think there was a quote, too, in that article where they said police wouldn't want to have an app going on where a police are stopping somebody and that somebody is reaching into their pocket to grab a cell phone because that creates a security or a safety issue.
That's correct, and that's why the NYCLU in Van Anden developed an interface where the user simply shakes the phone to send a video instead of actually typing anything in or pressing any buttons. And I just have to add quickly that even if an address isn't entered into the phone, the video of the encounter does automatically go to the NYCLU.
In a way, this idea comes back to, that old line about sunshine is the best disinfectant. Increased transparency could lead to less misconduct. But that said, the idea of having records of police incidents isn't new just to this app. Many police cruisers even record stops on video, for example. Do we know yet how effective those kinds of recordings really are in keeping police activity on the up and up? Or is that still an open question?
They're very effective. They show up in courts of law and in internal panels on police brutality frequently. And the fact is that as long as video is activated, video is being made of the encounter, and it's not being tampered with, it's a great thing. And here in New York, Stop and Frisk has actually gotten tens of thousands of guns off the street, but at the same time, during January, February, March of 2012, New York City residents were stopped 203,500 times by the police department as part of this program. All those stops were without a warrant. So even if it does get guns off the street and does reduce crime, a ton of people are being impacted by it.
All right, Neil, thanks again for talking with us.
My pleasure, Brady. Thank you.
Neil Ungerleiter writes about technology for Fast Company. You can find Neil's story as well as links to a video of the Stop and Frisk Watch app in action at wordofmouthradio.org. Are apps like these necessary in a digital age, or are they overstepping their bounds? I hope you'll share your thoughts with us on our Facebook page.